This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Well, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. I just have to spend a couple seconds here wishing my baby a happy birthday. Baby Brock turns 15 today. I know, I'm still carrying the baby weight. It's so hard because, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, Dahlia, you got to lose some weight. Like, what's a baby weight? You know, I just had a baby. Oh, no, you did? Oh, how old's your youngest? 15. Yeah, 15 years old, my baby Brock. You know, Facebook has these memories, you know, where you could see your memories from 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and 4 or 5, et cetera, 8, you know, however long you've been on Facebook. And so it looks like I made a post a while back about how Brock was the product of a night of Lord of the Rings role-playing. And I need to come clean. When I conceived my kids, we really weren't role-playing and pretending we were in Rivendell. And Aragorn was taking me off on his horse and taking me into the forest and drugging me with that poppy plant. We really didn't, you know, do that. It was, you know, to have my kids, it was a very academic, unromantic. I could say that now. And in fact, I think my kids would prefer that. I mean, I know, don't embarrass your kids. Let them have the birthday without you talking about your, you know, conception and stuff. But no, I think, you know, why not be honest about it? In the movies, everybody acts like, oh my gosh, you know, the sex is like so wonderful. It's such a romantic night of passion. And then the baby is born. And that's not the way it gets done. So, you know, remember, I was in medical school. And when you're in medical school, first of all, you stink like a cadaver because you work with cadavers. Okay, so that already is a huge hindrance. But the thing is I was going to be a career woman. And I wanted to pop out a couple kids while being a career woman. Yes, I always wanted a career in show business, absolutely. But I was just trying to get to medical school. And I was trying to pass my boards and all that. So we calculated that if I got pregnant and I gave birth at the tail end of my third year in residency, we could make this work. But if I got pregnant before that, very difficult, because I would have a more difficult time finishing residency. And residency are the 3 years I had to do after medical school. You go to high school, then you go to college for 4 years, then you go to medical school for 4 years, and after that you get a degree, but then you have to go and do a residency, an internship, and then a residency. And so working 36-hour shifts back-to-back would not have been conducive for me to be pregnant. So I had to do it at the end of my residency. But now with student loans coming up, because once you finish school, you got to start paying back student loans, and my husband had student loans. I need to work and hustle. So that's not a good time to take off and have a baby. So I figured I could give birth 4 months before I graduate, which would then make my baby 4 months old, and then I could really hustle back into the workforce. Okay? So in order to do that, it was June 4th, 1999. And Danny Gans, we had tickets to Danny Gans. Danny Gans, may rest in peace. He was a gifted impressionist. So he would make impressions and he would sing in other people's voices. He was so, so talented. So my husband had tickets to this, and to Danny Gans. I'm like, but I got to get pregnant today. I calculated that's when I was ovulating. And he's like, well, let's go to the show and then we'll just do it afterwards. All right. So all during the show, I was enjoying the show, but I'm like, I got to get pregnant tonight. I have got to get pregnant tonight. Well, luckily we did. But again, it wasn't anything romantic. It was like, hurry up. You know, I got to go to work the next day. We got to get pregnant now. You got to make sure the sperm do what it, you know, does what it has to do. I made sure I peed before I, and I know these are all wives' tales, but it worked. I made sure I went to the bathroom before. I lied on my back, which is basically the position I prefer anyway. And then I made sure that I got to also enjoy the act because I think that helps bring the sperm up to where it needs to go. And lo and behold, I get pregnant with Stone. It was amazing. So I get pregnant with Stone. I give birth to him at the end of February, and then 4 months later, even though I only had 2 weeks maternity leave, I kind of took him to work with me, and I was able to get through with him being a baby until I opened my practice. So, all right, so worked out okay. Now, Brock, okay, so now we have to calculate giving Stone a Brock, and I didn't want to have another kid. I'm like, I don't want to share the love. First of all, I'm so busy as it is. I feel like I barely see my kid. And now I'm going to bring another child into this world. I'm going to resent the second child because he's taking love away from, you know, the older one. I can't love anything more than I love Stone. All right? So one of my friends said she's going to have a second baby because she wants to make sure that her first isn't alone in this world later. And I was like, oh. So actually having a kid will help Stone. So Brock doesn't know this. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, we got to plan this out. I don't want them too far apart. I got work. I got this going on. I got the, you know, what's going on? You know, I thought my father was going to become sick soon, and I just had all these feelings. And so, okay, it was my son's birthday party, the first one, and we had his birthday party. It was like February 20-something, and I told my husband, it's got to be today. So after this kid's birthday party and Barney left the house, we waited for Barney to leave, not that Barney had anything to do with it, boom. And then I was able to get pregnant with Brock by the grace of God and science. We, you know, it just, I didn't have to do in vitro or anything, but I mean in terms of calculating when it was going to happen, thank God, boom, get pregnant with Brock. And you want to know what? I loved Brock. I really, really did. I didn't think I could love anybody more than my first son, and I do. And so Brock, since Stone was Taki, Brock's Takidoo. And so now I have two kids, and we stopped there because we were like, we're done. And, you know, my, you know, Lily was like ready to be closed up. It was like destroyed because both these kids have real big heads. But I got to tell you, man, having those two kids were probably the best thing I could ever do. You know, sometimes I wonder, should I have pursued surgery like I wanted to? And I had the board scores to do it. And, you know, and I was like, you know, I really loved surgery. But to be honest, I wanted to have kids, and having kids was the best thing ever. So happy birthday, Doctor. You're 15 years old. I love you. Oh, you're my baby. All right, guys. All right. Let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Goode, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, Blake, Nate, Kyle, and everybody back there for making the Dr. Dolly Show happen. I just need, I guess, all men on deck sometimes for me. It just, that's just how, you know, high maintenance my show is. So thank you all for the team of guys that we got working on my show. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Fix your radios. If ever my grammar is off, it's not me, it's the radio. Ain't that a shame? I got to tell you, man, one of my favorite singers was Fats Domino. And we just found out that he passed away at the age of 89. Fats Domino, the rock and roll pioneer, pounding piano, baritone. He also did, you know, found my thrill. on Blueberry Hill, if I could sing it correctly. Probably not with that accent. But he passed away of natural causes. And was one of my favorite singers. Mark Bone, chief investigator for Jefferson Parish, Louisiana coroner's office, said he died of natural causes early yesterday. His daughter said he was surrounded by family and friends and died peacefully the previous day from Nolens. There is going to not be an autopsy. His body has been released to a funeral home. He was 5 feet 5 foot tall, weighed more than 200 pounds when he was at his highest in popularity, had that boyish smile, and he sold more than 110 million records. And I guess he was one of the first 10 honorees named in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he just was a phenomenal artist, and he'll be missed. Wow. And then also, we lost this week one of my favorite actors, Robert Guglielmi, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, but Benson. We all remember him as Benson. He also died at the age of 89. However, he battled prostate cancer. He passed away at his home yesterday in Los Angeles, according to his widow. He was known as, he had his own show, Benson. He was the butler in Soap. Remember that show, Soap? I loved it. It was great. It was like a comedic soap opera. It was hilarious, and that's where I think he rose to fame. He was also, I believe, in the first all-black version of Guys and Dolls. He earned a Tony nomination in 1977. He was also the first African-American to sing the title role of Phantom of the Opera, and he appeared in an all-white cast in Los Angeles. So he was definitely a groundbreaker and a trendsetter when it came to Hollywood. He was in a lot of movies, and he also was in The Lion King. I believe he played the magical monkey that helped little Simba become the king. And so, you know, very, very talented, battling prostate cancer. But, I mean, look at this. We have two African-American men who passed at the age of 89. And, you know, we talk about life expectancy, and African-American men are usually behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease, more so than African-American women, white men, white women, Hispanic men, Hispanic women. And look at how we are able to increase, you know, the longevity and the life expectancy. And Fats Doll, you know, Benson, he appeared to be in good shape, you know, flat stomach, good, you know, he appeared to really keep his weight. Fats Domino, no. Fats Domino was 5'5", 200 pounds, and still he lived to 89. So if there's any, you know, silver lining to seeing what happened with these two is, you know, black men are living longer. You know, black women, white men, white women, we, Hispanic, Latino, Native American, we Asian, we are living longer, and it's phenomenal, especially with African Americans and prostate cancer. Prostate cancer, there was a study that came out a while back saying do not mess around with black men when it comes to prostate cancer. This watch and wait ideology may not be the best, because prostate cancer could be more aggressive in an African American. And so my guess is without the prostate cancer, Robert Guglielmi, if I'm pronouncing it right, probably could have lived longer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is going to be very disturbing to you all. This just made headlines. Do you guys remember Black Dahlia? All right, people think I was named after Black Dahlia. Lord have mercy, no, I wasn't. I was named after Dahlia LeVie, an actress. But the Black Dahlia was basically the murder of Elizabeth Short, a 22-year-old aspiring actress who was found gruesomely murdered in 1947 in Los Angeles. Her body was completely cut in half, stomach was filled with feces, her body was completely drained of blood, and the murder had not been ever really officially solved. And I guess she even had a Joker smile carved in her face, etc. And there was some discussion that there was some cover-up, etc. Well, now they're saying that it has been solved. 70 years later, after an exhaustive investigation, author and legal sleuth Pew Eatwell exposes why the truth never came out, I guess. And from what we understand, the murderer was a pimp. Now, it was a sadistic murder, and this was somebody that unfortunately not only murdered her but assaulted her as well. They believe that the reason why her body was severed is the murderer wanted to see how far he could penetrate her body and see it from the other side. Very disgusting. This just, she had lacerations to the face, blows to the head. It appeared that she was still alive, and maybe it was the blows to the head that killed her. And then the trunk of her body completely severed. And I'm looking at pictures right now of her body laying there on the side of the road. Just disturbing. But they believe that it was a man by the name of Dylan. And he was a pimp. And that's kind of the latest on this. He was connected to a prostitution network and a pimp, and was an errand boy for Mark Hansen. He had worked briefly in a mortuary and knew how to make a cut in the leg of a corpse to bleed it out, and how to insert a tube to drain the blood. Now, apparently, Elizabeth Short was the third of five girls. And she was raised in Medford, Massachusetts, worked in Boston, and then, she was an aspiring actress. And so this is the latest in the case, and they believe they cracked the case. Not sure why it took this long, but just gruesome and horrifying. So we had crazies back then. I mean, just absolute crazies. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me skip. I got to find some positive news because there is just, I don't want to talk about anybody else dying. Let's talk about this. Science has now figured out the best way to clean your apples. Now, I personally don't need to clean my apple. I think I prefer the pesticide taste, but most of us, what we do is we blow our breath onto the apple, and then we wipe it on our shirt, and then we take a bite. Do we wipe off the rest of the apple? No. Now, the EPA requires that apples be washed with a bleach solution for 2 minutes and thoroughly rinsed before they get sold to consumers. They say the bleach solution rids the bacteria and the dirt, but it does not wash away the pesticides. So researchers led by Lily Hee, a chemist at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, set out to test three different washing styles. They sprayed organic gala apples with the fungicide thiobendazole and the insecticide phosmet, because what they wanted to do was kind of have a clean slate and then put their own insecticides on it. These are EPA approved for use on apples. Then they let the fruit sit for 24 hours. Then they washed each apple with either plain water, a bleach solution, typically used, and then a solution of water with 1% baking soda. For each of the options, they tested a 2- and 8-minute wash before rinsing each apple again. After 2 minutes, they say baking soda had removed more of the pesticides than the other two methods. And plain water was more effective than bleach solution. I don't think I want to eat an apple that was just soaked in bleach. Do you? They say the baking soda solution, it was only 1% baking soda, cleared off all the thiobendazole from the apple skins and 12 of all the phosmet after 15 minutes. Okay, at that point, I don't even want to eat the apple anymore. I mean, if I see an apple, I'm going to want to sink my teeth into it. I'm not going to want to wait till all that. They said small amounts of pesticide had seeped through the apple skin and into the flesh, so even washing the fruit won't prevent you from low levels of chemical exposure. So they say thiobendazole and phosmet might be toxic in large quantities. They are safe for human consumption at the levels usually for farming, according to the EPA. So, they say wash them with a mixture of 1 teaspoon baking soda for every 2 cups of water. Also peel them to get out the pesticides that seeped in. All right, boy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Evan writes on Facebook, Doc, quick question. I need to see a surgeon for my hernia, and my family doc referred me to someone he likes a lot, but I looked him up, and the reviews are horrible. Botched surgeries, double billing. So I asked my doc to refer me to someone else, and he won't. I found someone else with great reviews, and when I called a second time, I was told my doctor, quote, doesn't work with him. But he's my PCP, and I need his referral. What do I do? Should I threaten to leave his office? And he goes on. All right, so this is what stinks about the healthcare system. you are at the mercy of who your doctor wants to send you to. I mean, you are basically, you know, whatever happened to, you want to go and see a doctor, you get to go see him. Just go right up to his door and ask to be put on the list and sit in the waiting room and just see him. Why all this choreography and bureaucracy and red tape? But here's the thing. Okay, this seems simple at the outset. First of all, I really question those reviews, okay? If a doctor has had botched surgeries, and if a doctor double bills, and that's quote-unquote all over the internet, how is he still practicing? I would check with the medical board and see if there were any allegations against him. And if he has a clean record with the medical board, then I say those reviews are BS. Because if somebody is out there practicing and botches a surgery, the very first time that happens, trust me, all hell breaks loose. We have to let the medical board know if we've been sued. Most people that complain about a botched surgery will not only sue the doctor, but go after their license. Lawyers will recommend it too. So the medical board gets made very aware of any sort of issue such as that. Same thing with double billing. If somebody is billing and inappropriately billing, although with an insurance company, the thing is it's almost impossible to double bill. If you don't get paid by an insurance company and then you resubmit the claim, because the claim won't go out, the claim won't go out if it's a paid claim, okay? So then the claim gets resubmitted and the insurance company says, oh, I paid you, but they're like, no, wait a second, nobody cashed a check. The insurance company works with you internally on that. Or if, let's say, the check gets sent to you while you billed a second time at the 30-day mark, then you cash the check, and then the second billing, the insurance company says you were paid on this date. So papers got crossed, mail got crossed. It's good. Nobody double pays. And if that does happen, if an insurance company makes mistakes, sometimes they do overpay, then they ask the money back, or they take it out of another patient's payment to you. So, you know, it's really difficult to be a doctor trying to charge and double bill an insurance company, because an insurance company will not pay twice. Now, again, and if those practices were happening, then whoever made that complaint would go to the medical board. Now, I don't know about other medical boards in other states, but in my state, the medical board investigates every complaint. So you get a letter, you show them your proof, what's going on, etc., then they make a decision. So what I would do is, if this surgeon that this doctor works with, the reviews are quote-unquote horrible, double-check with the medical board. Then number two, is any doctor who's good and in his right mind would not use somebody who botches surgery? Because if the surgeon messes up, who do you think is dragged into the court case with them and sued as well? The family doc. And so you might want to have a conversation with him going, look, I know you like this person. This is the person you trust, and you put your license on the line for him, but he has all these bad reviews. Right? And then if, you know, he says, look, he has never hurt one of my patients in the 20 years I worked with him, then, you know, that's the problem with these reviews. It could be an ex-wife, an ex-boyfriend. It could be an ex-employee. There is no way to verify if those reviews are true. And everybody hates somebody in this world, and the easiest way to get back at them is to go online. Now, but here's the second problem. You found somebody else, and you found somebody else with great reviews, and your doctor, quote, doesn't work with him. Now, why is that? Okay? Now, somebody could say, oh, well, because kickbacks and bribes and no. I honestly, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to being a primary care doctor, if there's a person that somebody doesn't work with, my first, and don't call me naive, but my first reason is I saw them get drunk or I heard that they did a bad job on somebody. And then I will never work with that person. Yeah, I mean, I really get to know the specialists that I work with. I really do, because I want to know who's cutting on my patients. I want to know who I'm working with, because again, if they screw up, not only will they hurt that patient, but they're going to hurt me in my practice, because then I get sued. So, I would say do this. Have a sit down with the physician and find out why. If he doesn't give you concrete, now it's going to be very, very difficult, because doctors still don't like to talk bad about other doctors. Doctor won't say, oh, he perforated my patient during a colonoscopy. They really won't sit there and go into that detail. They may just say, no, I just don't work with them. But if they say something to the effect of, look, this other doctor, we have better patient outcomes. This other doctor never hurt a patient of mine, et cetera, et cetera. That's a little bit more, relieving to hear. If they go, no, I don't work with him because he slept with my wife, then that's a whole other issue. That's a personal issue. And then again, somebody with great reviews, what are these great reviews and who wrote the reviews? Did his mother? Did his sister, brother write the reviews? Any doctor, is going to tick somebody off. And so when you see somebody that has all great reviews, you start to scratch your head also. So, be careful with the reviews. And now, why, if you want to leave your PCP and leave your primary care doctor, you can. And the only reason why I would, condone that and understand why you want to do that is your doctor's not giving you a good explanation. If your doctor's not going to sit and talk to you, that's why you don't see him. Not because he works with somebody and doesn't work with somebody else. That's not a reason to leave him. Because if he has a good relationship and he trusts somebody with the patients, then, that's completely understandable. But if he won't get on the phone or if you see him in your office in a visit and he can't talk you through it, and all he says is, sorry, this is who I work with, if you don't like it, leave. Yeah, then leave. But if he gives you a good reason, you can even say, look, I just am getting a funny feeling about this. Do you have anybody else? Okay, if you don't like this other person, who is somebody else I could research? But I'm scared. And you have every right to be scared. But like I said, when it comes to double billing, it's almost impossible because insurance companies will never pay twice. Charging the patient, you're only allowed to charge a patient what's on the EOB. All right. Now, some insurance companies just write off the whole thing, and doctors may have a financial policy saying, look, if an insurance company just decides to write it off, you agree that you will still pay me for my time. That's still not double billing because they didn't get paid from the insurance company. So, it's tricky terminology. But when I hear botched surgeries and double billing, I immediately go to the medical board website and see, what is going on. Is this person's license, has it been suspended, and when they have a completely clear record with the medical board, then these are fake reviews. And it's a shame because you guys may be really losing out on a good surgeon. We had another patient, same thing, they didn't want to go to a good surgeon. And why? Because it was reviews, and it was because, the patient got mad because they got a bill or got sent to collections. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As if this world can't get any crazier, and if news can't be any more chalkboard screeching, we are being told that President George H.W. Bush has been accused of sexual assault and has had to make an apology for it. I mean, this just, the news just is getting crazier, and expect more. We are going to now be hearing more and more cases of people who we know and who we either loved or, you know, revered or didn't love or revere, sexually assaulting. And this, I'm sure many of you guys have heard, this allegation comes from actress Heather Lind. Now, for those of you who don't know who Heather Lind is, Heather Lind, she's actually an excellent actress. She was in that show, Turn Washington Spies. Did you guys see that, that AMC show? It's actually, if you haven't seen it, it's really fascinating. It really goes through the history to a T of George Washington using spies to help fight the Revolutionary War. And she plays a female spy, and, you know, she has an accent and big eyes, and I don't think she's the most attractive actress, but she does a good job. She's a good actress. And she claims that 4 years ago, she posed for a photo with George H.W. Bush and wife Barbara Bush, as well as some other castmates, promoting the AMC show Turn Washington Spies. And she wrote on Instagram yesterday that former President Bush sexually assaulted her. She said he touched her, quote, from behind his wheelchair with his wife Barbara Bush by his side, and then told her a dirty joke, and then touched her again. Lind claimed that Barbara Bush rolled her eyes at Bush as if to say, quote, not again. So, I think the post has been deleted. According to the post, a nearby security guard told Lind that she shouldn't have stood next to him for the photo. A representative for Bush, who is now, by the way, 93 years old and in a wheelchair, and he was in a wheelchair then, said that the former president might have erred in his, quote, attempt at humor. The spokesperson says President Bush would never, under any circumstance, intentionally cause anyone distress, and he most sincerely apologizes if his attempt at humor offended Miss Lind. Now, I thought that was a very interesting statement. They aren't denying that he grabbed her butt twice. They're actually saying it was an ill attempt at humor. Not that George H.W. Bush was ever considered the comedian. I don't think we, you know, ever found him to be a funny man. I think we liked, you know, the Gipper's jokes a lot more than his. But this is, oh my gosh. You know, I mean, on one end, we have to put a stop to this, you know, being grabbed when you don't need to be grabbed, you know, being able to stand, you know, having a photo and you know, trying to do that without being, you know, assaulted is supposed to be a freedom that we have. But then on the flip side, I don't know, I mean, part of me, having been grabbed and, you know, butt grabbed and boob grabbed and, you know, all the different things that have happened to me, you know, I might let a president touching my butt slide. I don't want to say that to other people. I don't want to say anything is okay, but the guy is old. He's in a wheelchair. He might have some sort of dementia. I just don't know if I would have brought it up 4 years later. You know, maybe I would have brought it up then. Maybe I would have, you know, made a stink then about it. But to bring it up now, 4 years later, saying, look, let me get some news also. And again, I don't want to sit here and insult Miss Lind. She's a great actress, and she has every right to be upset about what happened. But I don't know. I think now everybody and their mother is going to come out and be very open about what happened to them, but we're going to have a difficult time going, was this true or was it not? And, you know, older men, we've talked about this on the show. Being a doctor and a resident and a medical student, I can't tell you how many times patients grab my butt. And, you know, they were older men, and they only one female touched my breast. One female patient did, and she was younger. But usually any of these assaults, so to speak, were done by men and older men. And when I would look at them to tell them to stop, they would act demented. And I'm like, wait a second, you turned your head awfully fast. you know, and then stared off into space. And it was like, all right, you got away with this one. And even though it's wrong, and I might have wanted to, you know, smack him across the face, I was like, you want to know what? My butt's big. You know, it's in the way. I'm not going to make a big deal about it. But I, you know, and again, I don't want to say that in terms of, you know, nobody should report. Absolutely report. You get assaulted. You get touched. You want to smack somebody across the face. In fact, if Lind smacked George H.W. Bush across the face the day that happened, I wouldn't have had a problem with that. If your butt gets grabbed twice, go ahead. You have every right to reflex. But 4 years later, coming out saying, look, you grabbed my butt, you know, I just don't, I don't know. I just wonder if there's, you know, I just don't know how that benefits others, you know, and it, you know, it's a shame. Now, on the flip side, if this is what the former president is doing, if he's butt grabbing, then his Secret Service needs to do what Bill Clinton's Secret Service does. Form a screen around the president, okay? Try to have some separation so there's no fondling accidentally happening. And, I mean, and you know, what is it, too? Okay, what is it about older men and butt grabbing? Is it that, you know, they're taking advantage? You know, because they could play the victim, you know, play being demented. Or do we, when we get old, do we lose our sexual appropriateness? And I think it's both. You know, looking at the latter, remember how, you know, I talk about how we're animals and things like that, and how, you know, sometimes little boys will sit there and play with themselves and they don't realize they're doing it. You know, in front of mom or whatever, because they don't understand, you know, but they're like, well, it's a toy, whatever. Well, older men may kind of do the same thing. You know, once they start to go through any sort of dementia or whatever, they may be like, okay, well, why am I wearing pants? This makes no sense. If I have to pee, why am I wearing pants? So some of them will take off their clothes. Some of them, if they see something they want to touch, they'll touch it. Whether it's a flower, whether it's a breast, whether it's a, you know, and you're like, no, 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 you can't do that in society. You're not supposed to. Remember, when dementia takes over, you start going more to your animalistic ways. You may not want to eat with a fork and spoon. You may want to eat with your hand. You know, you may not hold in your farts. You may want to just, I mean, like, why? Why am I holding it in? Well, because in society, that's what we do. So as people start to get demented, or as people start to age and maybe start to lose or not care about societal norms. You know, I got to tell you, I haven't tooted in public since I was in that modeling class when I was like 3 or 5. I forget how old I was. And it was embarrassing then, but kind of funny to me. But I got to tell you, the first time I just let it rip in public, I'll probably go, you know, I don't know what, that wasn't a bad thing. I didn't get arrested. You know, nobody shot me. So what? I farted. And that's when I think we realize when we're older that we can just fart in public. I'm kind of looking forward to that day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.